Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Resurrection Sunday. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. It's just another day that the Lord has kept us, and we ought to rejoice in this day and be glad in it. And what a beautiful Resurrection Sunday it was today. And we do hope and pray here at Voice of Truth that you have enjoyed this day with family and friends and remembering Jesus on this day and all that he did for the whole world. Amen. We are so glad that you are with us today. We want to welcome our new listeners. Are you new to this podcast? We want to thank you for being a part of it. And if you are a follower and have been following this podcast for many of years, we thank God for you as well. And we do hope and pray that you will continue to listen to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio, 1 hour power. And we are here every Sunday. Amen. We're going to go ahead and open up the prayer line. If you need prayer, you can press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. We ask that you do not give your name, just give your prayer request and where you are calling from, because we like to know what part of the world we are touching with the gospel. And Voice of Truth is a worldwide ministry, in the word, teaching the word, preaching the word of God to the nations. And so we don't know who's listening and where they're listening from. So we encourage you not to put your business on Front Street. We just ask you to give a prayer request, and then we will pray for you here. Amen. To God be all of the glory. What a beautiful Resurrection Sunday today here in Alabama. Amen. To God be all over glory. It was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day today. I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour, Lord, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, need thee every hour, Lord. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to thee, O God, because we need thee, O Father, every day, every minute and a second and every hour. Father God, we ask you right now to meet the needs of your people all over the land, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you know what that need is, O God, and we ask you to meet that need that money cannot buy, O God. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to see another Resurrection Sunday. We thank you, Father God, that you lived, that you died, and you rose again just for us, that we might have eternal life. We pray, Father God, for all those who are listening that don't know you, oh God, don't know what you did, how you did it, why you did it, oh God, don't know your spirit, oh God. We pray, Father God, and we pray that you will save souls all over the land, O God, for your glory, O God. O Father God, we thank you for your word, O God. Father God, we pray right now, Father God, for souls to come out of sin and come out of darkness and come to the marvelous light. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son that we might have eternal life, oh God. They need you. I need you. All of us need thee, oh God. Father God, I pray, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will come to know who Jesus is and why he came, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for the holy word of God. Oh, Father, help us. Help us to live right, do right, talk right, walk right. Help us to live by faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let us not have no other God before thee, oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, help us to humble ourselves down and pray, oh God. Not only for ourselves, oh God, but help us to pray for others, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to turn from our wicked ways, oh God. Help us to do what is right when nobody else is doing right, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let us not get weary in well-doing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for your word declares and decree unto us, oh God, that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. Don't let us lack for no good thing, oh God. Keep us down and humble down, oh God, in prayer, in worship, and praising your holy name. And even though we may be in the valley and in the shadows of the valley, oh God, help us to remember that you're in the midst of us no matter where we go, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for sending your son, Jesus. Father, we just thank you for the blood. Father, we just thank you for the broken body of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the cross that he carried. We thank you, Father God, that he carried our sins, oh God, that he was wounded for us, oh God. Oh, Father, and don't let us take it lightly, Lord. Lord, help us. Have mercy, oh God, upon thy people, I pray. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you are our God, that you are our refuge, that you are our present help. And whatever we need is in you. In Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you in Jesus' name, oh God. Make haste, oh God, and deliver thy people from whatever is coming against them, oh God. Make haste and do it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For thou art our help, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you cancel the assignment of the enemy against your people. For your word declares no weapon formed against the church of God, the body of Christ, shall not prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to condemn that tongue right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up every marriage unto you, O God. We lift up every ministry, every family, kingdom of God. And, Father, we pray right now that you will keep them covered under the blood of Jesus. Cover the marriages, cover the ministries, cover your seed and generation under the blood of the Lamb of God. Father God, we thank you right now for the blood that was shed for many for the remission of sin. We thank you, Father God, that the blood cleanses from all unrighteousness, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you for the Lamb of God. We just give you all praise and all glory. We magnify thy holy name, for thou art God all by thyself. We give you praise and honor and glory, oh God, and we call it done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. To God be all of the glory. Praise be unto his name. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Thou well for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart what the blood apply. Singing glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. There to my heart, what the blood applies. Singing glory to his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for the blood that cleanses our hearts from sin. Glory, hallelujah. Praise be unto the Most High God. Amen. The message today will come from 2 Corinthians. Amen. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. And the word of God reads, for the love of Christ constrain us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then all were all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live shall not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth knoweth we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen. May God add a blessing to the reader and the doer of his holy word. Amen. I want to encourage you to go back in your devotional time and read the entirety of the chapter. Amen. And the title of our message for today is, for this cause Jesus died for all. For this cause Jesus died for all. Today is Resurrection Sunday, and we remember, and we should be remembering the things and the reason why Christ died. Why did he come? Why did he come? Who did he die for? Why did he die? We should remember the real reason for this holiday season. Because Christ truly died for all. Not for some, but for all. And Paul tells us in the word of God, as he preached and teaches, he tells them that our sins, in other words, was what Christ died for. Christ knew no sin. I just read it. Christ knew no sin, yet he became sin. And for this cause, he died, because we were born in sin. The word of God tells us one man brought sin unto the world. And one man would come, and that was Jesus, who would reconcile us back unto God. For this cause, Jesus died for all. First, it was all for love. He died for the love of mankind, that his love and his death upon the cross, and it shed his blood, and the cross that he carried was the reason and the cause for we were sinners, and we needed a Savior. And we would have died in our sins if Jesus had not came for this cause. He was sent by the living God, for God so loved the world that he sent Jesus, his only begotten Son, to die for the sin of the world. Paul says, hearing the word of God, for the love of Christ constrains us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were we all dead? We were all dead in our sin and trespasses. And because of the love of Christ, his spirit, the spirit of Christ, we can keep open the love of Christ controls our very being because of his spirit. For the spirit of Christ is love for the whole world. For all of us, he died. He didn't die for a particular race of people. He didn't come for that. He didn't die for that. He didn't die for religious traditions and faith. He didn't die for none of those things. But he came and he died for the cause that we might all, first of all, be loved, to be forgiven, and that our sins could be washed away. For this call, he came because we needed to be reconciled back unto Christ because of the sin in the garden of Adam and Eve. We had to be reconciled back. And even back in the day, in the old Bible day, they sacrificed goats and many other things. They sacrificed. But the blood of the bulls and the goats could not do what the blood of Jesus would do. For this cause, Jesus had to die for all. And God was willing to give his Son for our sin, who knew no sin. He was not guilty, yet he became sin. And yet he became guilty of our sin, when all of his sin and his and all of our transgression were placed upon him. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised from our iniquities. And the chastisement is upon him, because he died for us, that we might have his love that will control our life, his love that will give us a new life. Because of his death, Christ died for all, that we might all die of our old life and have a new life in Christ, to live for the Savior, to give of ourselves. Call Jesus came down 42 generations, and he became a man, the Spirit of Christ, the living God. And he became a man named Jesus. The Word became flesh, and it dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the only begotten Son of the living God. Paul says, until it was the love of Christ. For this cause, he came because he loved you, and he loved me, and he loved the whole world, that all might be saved. Because we're all sinners, and we needed a Savior. For this cause, he came for all, because we all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. We needed a Savior that was down at that cross where my Savior died. And all those who follow and believe in Jesus Christ, the Lord, it was down at that cross that he died for our sins, that we can be cleansed from our sin. It was for this cause that he came, that was his cause, that he was sent by God, that we could have eternal life. It was for this cause that he died for all. He died for many. He carried all sins, sorrows, pains, grief. He was despised. He was mocked. He was beaten. He was nailed to the cross. He was pierced in the side. He had a crown of thorns on the head. But for that cause, it was for all, that all men might be saved. He didn't come to condemn the world. But he came that we might have eternal life. No, Paul tells us, he said, that if one died for all, he died for all. He didn't die for some. We need to get it right. He didn't die just for a life, but he died for all those who would believe in the Son of God. So the Bible tells us we must believe in the one whom God has sent, and that was Jesus. Jesus the Christ, the Lord. We have to believe in him to receive the free gift of salvation. For this call, he came that we might have a new life in him. The old life has passed away. That's why I came. But many of us, we say that we know a man named Jesus. Many today are celebrating the Resurrection Sunday and don't even know the meaning of it. Many are wearing crosses around their necks and jewelry and earrings and tools, a cross on their bodies, but they don't know the man named Jesus. They don't know what it is and what's the cause and the reason why Jesus died for all. He died because we was in sin. And we got to get it right. So many today have rejected the message of Christ. That's what Paul was teaching them and reminding them of why Christ did what he did. He was trying to get them to see it, and we need to start preaching the truth of God's word so people will know why Jesus came. Who was Jesus? Why did he come? What did he die for? Who did he die for? He said, I die for whosoever will, let him come. But we done got away from the message. We done got away from the mission. And the mission is souls. We have gotten so far away from the things of God. You know, Paul was preaching the word of God to the people. He said the love of God. We have a new life in him. He says in the word that he knew no sin, but he became sin. We don't hear nobody preaching about the blood of Jesus. We don't hear people preaching about him living and died and rose again. We don't hear nobody preaching about him living and coming for the cause of the fact that he loves the whole world. He loves every man, woman, boy, and girl. He loves all of us so much that he laid down his life for the world. No one took his life. He laid it down. Nobody took it. That ain't a truth. That's a lie. Straight from hell. He laid down his life for the world. He did it for me, did it for you, so that we can all have a new life in the physical and even after death. Every man, woman, boy, and girl is appointed to death once in life. You're going to die. We're going to all die. We need to know where we're going. So for this cause, Jesus died, that we can choose this day who we're going to serve. We have a choice of a new life in Christ. That's why he said, oh, the old life is passed away. And we have a new life in Christ. He says, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. We can no longer live a sinful life before Christ. When we know the love of God, when we know the for the causes that he came and the reason why he came and why he died for all, we can't live any kind of way before. We got to live a holy and a righteous life. Holiness is still right. We got to get it right. We got to follow the way of the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for all, that we might have a new life. Because if he had not died for us, all of us would have died in our sin. All have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. We needed a Savior, and God sent Jesus. We got to know that God sent Jesus, and he died for all. And then it says unto us in verse 15, but unto him which died for them. In other words, he died for you. And he died for me. And it said he rose again. And because he rose again, we too, after death, after physical death, we shall live again. Because his spirit is a living spirit. That's why that song, and I love the girl singing that song, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. You know, our Redeemer lives. For this cause, he died for all of us, that we may live the one who redeemed us, that we may live with the one who forgave us of our sins and all of our trespasses. Our Redeemer lives, and he lives within us if we're truly saved, if we truly know the Savior. He says, wherefore, henceforth now we know man after the flesh. We ought not to be living after our flesh anymore. We should be living for the living God. We should be living by the Spirit in faith every day. We have to make a choice every day to live for Christ. But for this cause he came, that we might have eternal life, life in the Son, and through the Son, by the shedded blood. He came because of sin. We needed a Savior. He needed to reconcile us back to Christ, to the Father. Christ came to reconcile us back. That's why we have a ministry of reconciliation. Because we need that ministry to tell others about Christ and the reason why he came and for all the causes that he died for. because we are appointed to die. One day, all of us are going to leave this world. And because Christ died for you and he did die for me, and that's because he loved you and he loved me, that we can be forgiven of our sins. The love of Christ. It wasn't that we loved it him or we loved it God. It was the fact that he loved us first. That he sent Jesus for this cause. That whosoever will, let him come. That their soul might be saved. The time is now for us to start preaching Jesus. Preaching the word. Preaching that he lived, he died, and he rose again. And because he rose again, and because our Redeemer lived, we too can live again spiritually. Be born again. The Bible goes on to tell, he said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. For this cause, Jesus, when he reconciled us back unto God, our Father, we become a new Christ, a new creature. We should have a reflection and an image of him. Our heart needs to reflect Christ. All things are passed away, and all things become new. This is the cause that this is one of the causes that he came so that we come new creatures in Christ. Not living the old life, not living a life of sin, not living in darkness, but living in his light and his glory. Old things are passed away and all things become new. Now, if I'm still living the same life, and I'm still living that same old lifestyle, and I'm still living in sin, and I'm just a church goer. I'm just going to church, and I can tell you, because I used to be one. I used to be a church goer. One saved, didn't know Jesus, didn't know why he came, didn't know nothing about why he truly died. I'm going to church, though. But we got to get it right. We got to stop sleeping. We got to wake up because Jesus is getting ready to return, and we want to be ready when he comes. It's no way that I can say, I'm going to say me, I have Christ in my life, and I'm living the same old lifestyle that I lived many years ago, doing my own thing, clubbing it, doing what I want to do, when I want to do. And how I want to do it. See, when Christ come for this call, he came that we could have a new life. A life of hope, faith, love, all the fruits of the Spirit. Living a righteous and a holy life before God. Now, I wasn't living no holy life when I was in the world. I was doing my own thing. But my lifestyle had to change. I had to stop that clubbing. I had to stop doing all this other stuff that was not right before God. My old life had to change. I had to take, like Elder would say, I had to take off them old clothes, them old dirty, filthy rags. That was sin. That represents sin. I had to take all that sin off of me. And I had to get a new set of clothes. And I had to get something that was holy. And I had to start to walk right, talk right, live right, walk in holiness and righteousness. I had a new life. I became a new creature. I had to get in the word so my mind could be washed in the blood of the Lamb. That my spirit can be washed in the blood of the Lamb. That I could have that newness in my life. Problem is most of us just give our hand to the preacher and our lifestyle never changed. We don't become new. Our spirit is not even born again. But Christ came for those causes. Come a new creature and a new image reflecting him upon the earth. In all our ways and what we do, not sometimes, not just on the Sunday. We got to get it right. We're a new Christian, new believer, new creature. We are, that old stuff ought to be passed away. As they said, you got to get rid of the old to get the new. So some of us, we got to get rid of them old ways, them wicked and low down ways, and we got to put on a new image. We need a hard, spiritual hard operation. Our mind need to change. We need to renew our mind in the word. We got to get the word in us. Because all things are made new. And the old should pass away. It's something wrong if you're still walking in sin. It said all things become new, not some of. He said all things become new. He said all things are God who have reconciled us to himself. Now, who reconciled us? It said who? God reconciled us to himself. How did he do that? He came as Jesus Christ in the flesh. Jesus was God in the flesh. He said, well, he said, all things are God who have reconciled us to himself. He reconciled us to him, not to this world, not to things, not to money, not to your honey, not to your sugar daddy, not to your houses and your car. But he said he reconciled us unto himself. Hey, glory to God. By Jesus Christ, and have given us the minister of reconciliation. We got to get with it, y'all. We have got to stop sleeping. We're going to have to wake up, and we're going to have to go out, and we got to go into all this world and to the nation and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world, that soul can be healed, delivered, and set free. That's what one of Jesus called. So we got to preach the word that they live, that he lived, that he died, and he rose again. We can't forget the message. We got to be the messengers of Christ. As the word told us, that we are the ambassadors of Christ. We should be living the word, first of all. Then we got to preach the word to those who are lost, that their soul might be saved, because that's the cause that Jesus had a reason for God sending him. And it was because of sin. People don't want to talk about sin. Sin kills the soul of man. That's my quote. It will kill our souls. And Jesus died because we were separated from God by our sin. And he came and he died for many. He shed his blood for many that all might be saved. And it said, to the wit, that God was in Christ. What it said? God was in Christ. He reconciled the world unto who? Himself. He said, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now, God has reconciled us back to himself. Christ, through the cross, the shed blood, the broken body, and all of that. Jesus paid the price for us all. To have a new life. That's what one is called, for us to have a new life. that we could be forgiven of our sin, that we would not die in our sin, that we can have eternal life and go to heaven. Because that one man, Adam, brought sin into the world. And the second Adam, Jesus the Christ, the Lord, he done away with sin and the law. He done away with it. And we receive the, if we receive the gift of salvation, which is freely given unto us, we didn't die for it. Jesus died. No other man or little Jesus God died for your sin. But Jesus the Christ died for our sin, that we might have eternal life, that we might live in him. The old life should be gone, and a new life has begun in us if we are truly say we are in God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ the Lord. Because of Jesus Christ, as they say, and his great love for the whole world. This was called because it was love. You know, we have many calls why we do things and many reasons why we do things. But we don't do it for all people. We just do it for the ones that we love. We just do it for the ones in our circle, in our status quo. We just do it for our soul and no more. But Jesus didn't do that. He didn't show respect to person. He did it for all. He gave his life for us that we might have life. He took on our sin upon his body. He took upon our grief, our sorrows, our pain, anything we could go through. He took it upon him. That's what the reason why it came. That was for the call. But it was for all. It wasn't just for one, but it was for all. You know, the Bible said at least one man might die for another one, but Jesus died for many. He died for all. And I'm going to say this again because no one took Jesus' life. He laid it down. He gave him his and died for everyone. And he died for all that all might have eternal life. Salvation is free. And God gives us the free gift of salvation to all those who believe. But you must believe in our only begotten Son because he lived and he died for us all that we, after our physical death, can have eternal life in the spirit. Because we are a spirit. We're going to preach about that one day. We want to live today as a new creature in Christ. Because he died for us to have that new life in him. He died for us to be set free from sin. That's what the Bible said. Unto us, whom Jesus has set free is free indeed. So we're set free. If we truly have come to Christ, we should be living a new life, having a new way, a new beginning. Serving Christ our Savior, because he reconciled us by the blood, by his death. And the blood of Jesus washed away our, put us back in right standing with God. But we got to get our life right. You know, because he died for all people. We need to stop all this division we got going on. Boy, and this religion and all this tradition and all this superstition, nah, that ain't gone. For the Bible tells us, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And you can read that in Romans 5:10. When we were enemies of Christ, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, Jesus. And it said, much more being reconciled, that we shall be saved by his life. So he gave his life for our life, that we might have eternal life. This was the cause that Jesus died for all, that we might have life through his life, that we can be reconciled back to God, and that our soul might be saved. And the Bible tells us in Romans 5:12, it said, one man's sin, which we talked about earlier, Adam, enter into the world, and death by sin. We'll die in our sin. Sin kills the soul of men. My quote. And then it says, and so death passes upon all men. We're all appointed to die once. Our spirit, we have a choice whether we will have eternal life or eternal damnation, but it is up to us. It said, so death passes upon all men. I don't care who you are, I'm not sounding my voice. You're going to die one day. We're going to all die one day. We're going to all die. So we need to know where we're going. Because the Bible says, for all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. As I said earlier, you know, Jesus bore all our sins, grief, and carried our sorrows. He carried the cross. He was afflicted. He was despised of men. And all our sin and guilt and shame and iniquities, he was oppressed and he was afflicted. All of these things was upon him. He knew no sin. That's why Paul said here in the word, let's see here. He said, verse 21, he said, for he had made him to be sin for us. Jesus became sin not because he had sin, but because of our sin. He became sin. It said, for he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. He knew no sin. Yet he became sin for this cause. He died for all because of sin. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Only through Jesus Christ can one be saved. Only through him can we have the righteousness of God. No man cometh unto the Father except through Jesus Christ. He saved us from our sins. And his spirit, if we are truly his, we should have his spirit dwelling within us. You know, today, the right time, right now, today. Today is the day that we to give our life to Christ if we have not given our life to Christ on this Resurrection Sunday, because he lived. It was down at that cross that he died, that we could be cleansed from our sins. Today is today, and I know many said, well, you know, I got plenty of time, I'm young, I ain't got time. I got to do this. I got to go over here. I got to do that. Tomorrow is not promised to enter up. The next second and the next minute is not promised to none of us. We got to come. We get to come as we are, but we don't get to stay as we are. This for that cause. That's one of the reasons why Jesus came, and the reason why he died for all is that we get to come as we are, but we don't get to stay that way. We don't get to stay in sin and darkness. We come to the light, and we become new creatures through him if we receive him. Today we need to come, and we need to give our life to Christ. We need to do it today, not tomorrow, but right now. And, you know, it's no better time than to do it right now. Do it today. Do it right now while the blood is running warm in your veins. Well, don't wait till tomorrow. Talking about you ain't ready. We got to get ready. Because Jesus is soon to come. And you want to know where your soul is going to spend eternity. You want to know where you're going. We got to get it right. The gift of salvation is free. Jesus already paid the price. We have to receive it. He yet lives. And for the cause of sin, man being separated from God by sin, death, but see, he defeated death and the grave. He defeated it for all. Because he got up and he rose again. Paul said he rose again. So today is the day that we ought to come. And I want to encourage you to come today and to give your life to Christ. He gave his life for your life. He gave his life because he loves you. He's calling you because he loves you. He died for you and me that we might have eternal life. He laid down his life for us all. For all men, all people, all races of people. No matter who you are, soever will, let them come. And he's calling you to come today. To give your life unto the Savior who died for all of us. God loves you with an everlasting love. And it's time for us to get it right. It's time for us to come. It's time for us to come out of sin and come out of darkness. It's time for us to come. And if you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. I believe that you lived, died, and rose again just for me. I repent of my sin with a godly sorrow. Thank you for coming. Thank you for dying for my sin. Thank you for reconciling me back to Christ, back to God by your death upon the cross, by your shedded blood, by your broken body. I come this day with a heart of repentance. I give my life. I believe that you live, that you died, and you rose again just for me, that I might have eternal life. I want to be that new creature. I want that new life in Christ. I want eternal life. Come, oh God, into my heart. And be my Lord and Savior by your Spirit. I receive your Spirit this day in Jesus' mighty name. And if you said that prayer, we do believe that you say, welcome to the body of Christ. I want to encourage you also, if you are a church goer or you're backslidden in the world, I want to encourage you, if you have backslidden into the world, to rededicate your life today to Christ. If your name is on the church roll and you're just a church goer, just say, Lord, save me. Seeing what a God is so holy. Come into my life and be my Lord and Savior for real in Jesus' name. And we want to thank God for the word of God today. We want to thank all those who have given their life to Christ today. We thank God for his holy word. And let us receive the word and hide it within our heart that we will not sin against it. His time is now. There are many souls to be harvested. And God has given us a ministry of reconciliation. And we got to get it. We got to get the message out there. Because there are so many to the truth of God's word. They're not preaching the message of salvation. They're not preaching that he lived, died, and rose again. That's what the gospel is. In a nutshell, that's what it is. He lived, he died, and he rose again. That's the gospel. And we got to preach the gospel to the nations. And we got to preach the message that souls might be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. from sin. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. To God be all the glory. We thank God for his word. At this time, I'm going to do the VOT announcement. I do hope and pray that you tune in to Prophetic Corner Ministry today. Prophetess Martha Williams was live and on the air today from 5 to 6 o'clock p.m., and she's there every Sunday. I want to encourage you to get connected to God's prophet, woman of God. Amen. We want to encourage you to come with the fire. So I want to encourage you, and she's a true prophet. She ain't going to tell no lies. So I want to encourage you to come and be a part of what God is about to do with Prophetic Corner. It's a very powerful ministry of God. God got a true church now, and he got true prophets, and she's one of them. And I want to encourage you to follow her ministry here on Block Talk Radio. Follow it there on Facebook and all her social media platforms. I want you to get aboard the train. I want you to do it today. Don't waste no more time. Get where you can get the word of truth from God's prophet. I want to encourage you to sow into a ministry. Amen. Be a follower of Jesus Christ through the work of this ministry, Prophetic Corner Ministry. Amen. The Prophetic Voice. We thank God for her and the ministry. So we want to encourage you to become a partner with her. Amen. And you can do that. You can inbox her there. And she will tell you how to do that for an offering of $25 or more. Amen. Come with an offering when you come to speak to the prophet. Don't come empty-handed. And she's going to come with the word of truth. So I want to encourage you to do that and do it today. She is the first half, Prophetic Corner Ministry, the first half of the Hour of Power, What's the Truth, is the second half of the Hour of Power. From 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Voice of Truth Alive is on the air. On Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with my leaders, Pastor Joseph Ryle and Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryle. We want to encourage you to come and be a part of their ministry. The ministry is Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. One Word from the Lord is a part of that ministry. It's a podcast that is on every Tuesday at 9 o'clock. So we want to encourage you to get connected to the man and woman of God. If you need leadership, if you need a covering, if you need marriage counseling, if you need financial counseling, whatever you need that they can do it, I want to encourage you to inbox them there on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, Pastor Joseph Ryle there on Facebook, and they will get back to you. I want to encourage you to partnership with the ministry for $25 or more. You can do that. We want to encourage you to do it today. If you're following these ministries, we want to encourage you to sow where you receive the word. On Wednesday, we have Faith Come by Hearing Ministry with your host, Elder Evangelist Askews, every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to be a part of Elder's ministry. Amen. You'll get so many nuggets and how to live your life. She's a praying woman of God, very powerful. So I want to encourage you to get connected to Elder. And again, get connected to Pastor Joseph Ryle and Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryle. We want to thank God for them and congratulate them on their 39th year of being married. May God richly bless your marriage with love and happiness and many more years of marriage. And that's why I say if you need marriage counseling, they can help you. Amen. We're going to get ready to get up out of here. If you have not purchased my ebook, The Heart Reflection, or I Found It in Men, you can do that there at Amazon.com for only $2.99. Continue to believe God for what you need, and he will supply what you need. Now for the benediction. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Be blessed. Enjoy the rest of this Resurrection Sunday. Meet us here next week at the same place, at the same time, here on Block Talk Radio. Know that God loves you, and we love you too, here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries.